The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Well, I'm your middlest brother, Travis, Big Dog, Woof, Woof, McElroy.
And I am your best baby brother,
Someone's pulling different tape out.
McElroy.
Oh, no. Oh, it's stuck. Oh, it's stuck in the cassette head. Hold on.
McElroy.
Let me shove a pencil in Griffin and twist it.
Oh, my.
Back up.
That was the sound I make when you shove a pencil at me. Hey, everybody.
Yeah,
it's me,
and it
Griffin.
Sharpened my pencil, which was weird.
Yeah, I got blades in there. So, happy summer, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, I should say, by the way, before we get started, thank you to everybody who supported us in the Maximum Fun Drive. I know I've said it, but I cured my bone fleas. They're
yes.
all gone, so everyone can stop asking me about it on Twitch.
Into the butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you say you get maybe a lot of questions about the sharp pill for your butt? Or
Yeah, I'm more than average. Whatever
for
the
sure.
average number is, more
for
than that.
Sure.
So we've been doing this show for a while, and we've known each other for a while. And you know what I realized, guys? You can always get to know each other a little bit more. And so I was just thinking maybe we could play like a little like
icebreaker.
You know, like would you? Yeah, like icebreaker games.
Yeah.
Icebreaker games.
This would be more like mantle breaker, the mantle of the earth. We've already gone fairly well past the ice, and now we're burrowing into the center.
But I was thinking maybe something like, you know, what's a food that you think you could eat the most of in one sitting before you got sick of it?
More than any other human being on earth?
No. Just like, what's a food that you, Griffin McElroy, and Justin McElroy, could start eating in one sitting, and you think you could consecutively eat it the longest before you're like, ugh, another bite?
You mean in like a sort of Joseph Chestnut style?
Sort of, but
you're trying to hurt yourself, but just like... It's the food that for the longest amount of time you could be like, oh, I'll have one more.
Sure. Yeah, right.
I would
push
back against the idea that Joey Chestnut could eat a bunch of hot dogs now, like not on hot dog day. Do you know what I mean?
Well, there's no way he got into it originally
not liking
hot dogs.
That's very good. A good point, Griffin, because he may have had a big breakfast.
He may have had a big breakfast of 50,000 hamburgers.
You can't spring it on it.
Yeah, he's got to prepare.
And a lot of people think Joseph Chestnut, the way he does is he trains really, really hard to eat hot dogs all day, every day, all year round. But his secret is that he just doesn't eat hot dogs all year, so that when hot dog eating day comes around, he's so fucking excited for it.
Do you think that people have ever been out to lunch with Joseph Chestnut? They're like, so you want to get hot dogs? He's like, yeah, sure. And then he goes to the hot dog counter and he's like, I think I'll have two hot dogs. And the everyone is like,
do you mean 200?
Do you mean 200? Like, no, I think just two for me today. I think I'll just enjoy two hot dogs.
Hey, Mr. Chestnut, it's me, Hot Dog Joe, owner of Hot Dog Joe's. What's wrong with my hot dogs?
No, it's nothing. I know. I would love to eat 100 of them dipped in water, but right now I just want two of them.
Well, I'm sorry. I can bring you 100 hot dogs. You don't think I can make 100 hot dogs?
Fries, too, if that's the problem. I just really only want two... Two hot dogs today.
I know. It's,
okay, so is there, you want an answer to your question?
Yeah, I want an answer. What's the food that you think you could eat the most of before you became sick of it?
Hmm.
In one sitting.
I make a caramel cereal snack mix
that has like nuts in it, and it's got spice and like a hardened, crunchy caramel exterior on all the pieces, mm-hmm. and a lot of and a good amount of salt too.
Mm.
Oh. So it's a very well balanced kind of thing, and I feel like that's the kind of thing where I just keep eating. I mean, like, I have scientific evidence to prove this. It's like, it's called Saturday. I could just keep eating it. See? And I think I could get a really good clip going.
And you're not worried about, like, too much crunch hurting the old jaw?
Are you talking about a desire to continue to consume? Are you talking about
physical endurance required?
Are you talking about an awareness of the impact of these on my human frame?
Well, I don't
think
that's
two different questions.
I don't think that... I have a hard time separating the two because
I make
first...
a lot of bad food choices, Trav. You're no, just no, asking no, me but what's the worst one.
One
I
time
make.
He ate beans, only beans for 5 years.
No, I remember that. We call it the Wind Waker. Yeah.
The Wind Waker was very good.
Thank you.
It's a very good joke.
See, because my first knee jerk was peanut M&Ms.
Yeah.
But okay. After a while, started to get lockjaw in there. You know what I mean? It hurts.
Yeah.
Well, I think veggie straws would be my answer. They got enough flavor and salty to be delicious, but not so much that I think
you're talking volume now, bud. Hey, bud, you're talking volume.
You're talking sheer mass. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. bullshit.
Yeah. What's yours, Griffin?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Fucking, at this point, it's got to have a lot of protein in it
mm-hmm.
to keep me going and keep me strong. That's it, I guess. It needs to be a food that is not going to fill me up so much, but also has lots of protein to sustain the eating motion of it. But also vitamins, I guess. And so I have to say ants on a log.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Celery, peanut butter, raisins.
Mm.
Just sort of straight over the plate. No fuss, no muss, ants on a log. No tricks here.
Yeah, no zhuzhing it up.
No zhuzhing it up. Don't fucking sprinkle paprika on it or anything like that. I want a very basic vanilla ants on a log without
no
vanilla.
Almond butter, no cookie butter.
No almond butter. No gold. No golden raisins.
You don't want to stir.
This was good stuff, Trav. This is a good idea.
Yeah, where did you think the comedy would come?
I didn't think it would come. I just wanted us to get to know each other better. Sometimes it's just heartwarming and nice. You know what I mean?
Huh.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Normally we don't plan on sort of an anti-comedy comedy.
Yeah. It's not anti-comedy. I wasn't trying to make it sad.
Well,
I just thought we could get to know each other.
Sure. But let's maybe balance it out and do a nice comedy bookend by talking about what we do think Joey Chestnut's bathroom looks like. Because it's a funny, it's where you always go when you talk about how many hot dogs a man eats. But like, for real, there is...
Everybody focuses on the goddamn hot dogs. It's the bun that's going to give him bathroom troubles.
Okay, I was speaking holistically. Duh. I was speaking holistically about the whole... I'm not talking about eating just the wieners, Trav.
You can't do that, though, Griffin. You have a kid. You know that you cannot talk about hot dogs as a combination food, right? Because 9 times out of 10, my kid doesn't want the bun.
Okay.
They just want the hot dog.
Well, my kid likes the bun, so you're really projecting a lot. But what do you... he's got to have what? Like a... If I was him, big IMAX screen in there.
Oh, to fill the time?
To just fucking kick it. I would have my Xbox in the bathroom, and that would be my own personal Xbox. I have a controller that I bring in there and I bring out of there that nobody else should be allowed to interface with.
I think he probably also has one of those, like, you know, the chairs that you see in like first class in the airplane?
Yeah.
Where it can like recline into a full bed.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
It's probably something like that, right? And it also has like a console, and like here's the headphones that hang here, and there's a button to call for help that he definitely uses.
Definitely, he just walks away. He's got Joey Chestnut's got life alert for sure. He needs that button in any bathroom he ever goes in because he doesn't know when it's going to happen.
I bet it's in the shower. His toilet's in the shower, right?
It just doesn't make any sense any other way. Do you think that he hibernates?
Stalin's got me in the shower because otherwise he finishes up. And what does he have, 5 loofahs? Nah, I don't think so. No, Stalin's got to be in the shower.
It could be a car wash situation.
Right. A wet room that right. he goes into that has toilet, shower, refrigerator, all in one sort of cube that he just after July 4th, July 5th, enters the cube. July 28th, leaves the cube.
Yeah.
Joey.
He just gets slapped by a bunch of wet, soapy nylon straps for a while.
For 2 straight weeks. Joey, I like your beard. Thanks. I grew it in the cube.
Were you asleep in the cube or were you? Yes.
Yes.
And his friends have to explain, like, somebody comes to the door to get a sign for a package, and they're like, I got a package here for Joseph Chestnut. And his daughter has to be like, currently my father is filth, and my father will be filth for several days until the cube has done its grim work. I find it better to think that I don't have a father now because he is in a quantum state of both existing and being filth.
A sort of LCL primordial soup in there. He may or may not emerge. Technically,
you know how no one's quite sure how a caterpillar turns into a butterfly?
Here's one thing I can be sure, sir. The package, the Joseph Chestnut that package was sent to will not be the Joseph Chestnut that emerges from the cube. He is a different father.
He's sloughing off his inside and outsides. So
it's going to be a while. In a way. Honestly, it's in the manner and style of Doctor Who.
I do love how every time when Joseph Chestnut exits the cube, he gets to have a fun, like, what is this Joseph Chestnut dress in? You know, kind of montage where he goes through his large closet and picks out a whimsical scarf.
Oh, man. All right.
So it's a Vice show.
Yeah.
It's a Vice. My boss has been stressed lately, and to lighten the tension during lulls in meetings, I've started asking silly icebreaker questions.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah.
I cope with anxiety by using humor, so I didn't consider the consequences. Along the way, my boss has dubbed me the funny person, which is not something I'm known for anywhere else. As a result, during meeting low points, she'll say, got anything for us? Oh! Oh my God! Brothers, how do I quickly shed this tell-a-joke persona that's been assigned to me without having to directly address the issue? That's from Persona Problems in the Pacific Northwest. Now, we have, I know, dealt with similar issues where people become like, people love to label, don't they?
They do
love to put people into little boxes full of ticky-tack.
We love to organize everything.
Sure.
Organize everything. This person, the thing they...
It's like, for me, I run into this all the time where people in my neighborhood think me as the funny person and not the sexy person.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It happens to me.
A sexual, powerful man.
It happened to me. You know, I told one icebreaker at the beginning of this episode, and people are already labeling me the funny one. You know what I mean?
It's funny, actually, Travis. Everything, yes, except the bad one.
Right.
That's all, yeah.
Funny in quotes. There's something funny about Travis.
You gotta make someone else the funny person. You're not gonna change this habit of labeling, but you can start to set up, Tabitha when she's like, when Tabitha with a good punchline.
Oh. Or even if it's not a good punchline, Tabitha says anything, you just laugh your head off.
Tabitha's got me cracking over here. She's talking about
I was hearing this, I'm busting up.
She's talking about her sick.
I was watching Masked Singer last night.
Yeah. It's a big lie, because they won't say who it is.
And then it's Kermit for some reason. Let me offer a different possibility.
Okay.
Because it seems like you are doing very little, asking a silly icebreaker and being labeled the funny one. Seems like the threshold for funny is very low in this office.
Okay.
So this feels like you could buy perhaps a children's joke book and let it do the heavy lifting for you and still continue to be the funny one, which, all things considered, is better than being like the industrious one, always undertakes projects and finishes them on time.
Right. You could also find a brand that is so sort of comprehensive that it overwrites the funny one. Like if you like dye your hair like either jet black or jet white, and then you start, you wear like the clothes of like a haunted like circus ringleader, and you're like, yeah. Oh, that's Tabitha. She's the My Chemical Romance person in the
or you could do half black and half white and be the big Cruella fan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Tabitha. She saw Cruella and it changed her.
It changed her shit.
You can lean into Disney shit enough to where you become the Disney person.
Oh, yeah. That's not hard.
That's not hard. I've done that. I did it accidentally. And I just woke up one day and I was a Disney, was the Disney boy, is what my neighborhood calls me. Mm. They call me the incredible Disney boy.
The incredible, funny, sexy Disney boy.
The incredible, hilarious, sexual.
So sexual.
That's in all caps.
Yeah.
Disney boy.
He does a lot of Disney bounding and then he struts around just flexing them perks.
Yeah, it's always Maui.
It's always Maui.
What Disney cosplay showcases the pecs?
Also, Scar, if you do it right.
Scar.
Oh, yeah, and even if you do it wrong, it's still going to raise a few eyebrows, isn't
it? Oh, yeah. Cause a few realizations.
Yeah. A few awakenings.
I could get him out as Pumbaa still.
Yeah.
Really, any Lion King character is not going to be...
more about the butt, though.
Really, any Lion King character is not going to be wearing many clothes.
That's true. There are very few. I mean, Triton. You could do Triton and get the pecs out.
Yeah.
Triton's all a Gaston. Maybe a beach Gaston.
What other shirtless Disney character? Tarzan.
Hercules. There's a part of Hercules where his onesie is ripped.
Shirtless Disney characters. I misspelled all three words. So excited was I to make this. Oh, yeah.
Wow, that auto completed way too quick on my Google.
Bowsers.
You guys are going to get some weird ads.
You guys aren't going to believe this, but a lot of these pictures I'm seeing aren't official licensed Disney images from the films.
Really? Are they like from the novels or?
Yeah, they're from the novelizations of the movies, I guess. I don't think this Aladdin's even wearing pants.
Huh.
Huh.
What a weird wish.
That wasn't your booing. That wasn't in your search query.
That wasn't
query.
Even in the heuristics. How strange.
Wait, is your safe search off, Griffin? You got to turn it on. You got to turn it on.
Rachel doesn't let me turn safe search off.
That's for the best.
It's
Griffin, you could be ruined by 5 minutes on Google.
Lee Shang from Mulan. Forgot
for sure,
him.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Let's get down to business. Don't mind if I do.
To defeat these buns. Oh, we did it.
Damn it.
Wow.
Hey, I've got a question from the internet, a little wisdom from the crowd. And it's coming from
Wisdom of the crowd is a good name for this segment.
I got some wisdom of the crowd, and it's coming from a new source that seems like it could be... I don't know. I'm excited about it because I didn't realize that there were questions on WikiHow. And Emily,
oh shit,
sent this
Griffin,
in, what, Trav?
I also pulled a WikiHow article.
Oh, for this episode?
Yeah.
How wild is it? How to hide from a murderer?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the one I've chosen. You have so many bits. Please leave me the crumbs and scraps of how to hide from a murderer on WikiHow. Thank you, Emily. And WikiHow, if you've been on it, it's got all the little charming little doodles and illustrations of how to do things that you probably shouldn't need a guide on how to do it. I don't know. There's some helpful stuff in how to hide from a murderer, like hiding effectively. You got to use your barricades. Stay quiet. Turn your phone on silent, people. This is not Get Murdered 101.
But that's like the opposite from what I learned from Home Alone.
Yeah, I guess he made himself known.
He yelled a lot.
Yeah, he announced his presence. That's sort of the he goes for like the scream at the bear
right
style of threat avoidance.
Right.
Punch the shark in the nose.
Unless you think of Kevin McAllister as the killer, at which point
and you do
Harv and Marv or whatever their names were didn't do a good job.
They say to choose a hiding place that can be barricaded, and then number three is obscure your location, and then number four is avoid hiding together, and then number five is hide in, behind, or under something. So most of these tips so far are hide well.
And how far down the list is like make the murderer fall in love with you?
It's coming. There is one that says hide in plain sight if necessary, which just means pretend to have already been murdered. So if the murderer is in your house and sees your body on the floor and they'll be like, did I already murder them? Shit, I forgot. Yeah. I got so excited with all the murdering, I lost count of how many murders I'd done. Shit.
That really doesn't work if you live alone, though, does it?
Yeah. Runaway is on there. Head to safety. Plan to fight if you must is about halfway down. And that means, you know, get an improvised weapon, take their knife and use the knife on them to make them die instead.
Yeah. Now, here's the problem with that being so low down the list, though, Griffin.
Yeah.
I've just Googled this because I need it in the moment.
Right.
And I've barricaded myself into my hiding spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have the weapon with me. They should have put plan to fight if you need to first.
Right.
And then, but... Here's some other stuff.
Part three of this article is planning ahead, and it includes things like have a safe room and make sure you have important supplies in your safe room. Like, according to this image, two baseball bats and a shotgun and no food. So that's great. Now, here's why I wanted to bring the wiki, Hal.
I will say that I appreciate that plan ahead for getting murdered is sort of like normalization of an anxiety disorder.
Right. Oh,
yeah. Which I do enjoy that.
Yeah, no.
Because some of us have been doing that since we were
some
5.
Some of us have been planning ahead for everything all the time.
Now, I wanted to bring WikiHow because I didn't realize this until Emily sent this in. At the bottom of every WikiHow article, there is a community Q&A. And there's some good stuff in there. The answers are provided by the community. The questions are asked by the community. And let's just go down. I think they are ranked by how helpful they have been found by the community. So we can start at the top. Are we allowed to randomly throw steak knives at them? If someone's trying to kill you, you can defend yourself. But throwing steak knives seems like a good way to arm your attacker, especially if you are not a skilled knife thrower.
Randomly certainly implies that, right?
Right.
I mean, randomly throwing steak knives, no.
Yeah.
If you're targeting sort of some of the jellies of the body.
Right.
Can I calculatedly throw steak knives at the body? Yeah.
That's, and we do get into sort of, I believe it differs state to state on whether or not if you hurt the intruder, then is it okay? And that gets us into some weird territory. One of the questions is straight up, what should I do if I accidentally kill the murderer while fighting? Which I want to be like, somebody's
put the cart before the murder horse a little bit.
If someone breaks into my house to murder me and my mind jumps to, oh, I hope I don't murder them.
Now, I do like the use of the word, though, in the question of allowed, as though you would start throwing steak knives at the murderer, and the murderer would be like, hey, now!
Yeah.
That's dirty pool!
So, now, another question is, what if the murderer finds you in your hiding spot, and they say, fight back and aim for the head, especially the temple, neck, or eyes with the weapon, or the eyes, neck, and nose with your hands using tightly closed fists? Okay, am I supposed to do that? Or pretend to already be murdered? Like,
well, the third option is obviously they find you and then you say, oh, you got me. Okay, now you hide and I'll seek.
Yeah.
And seek, because 50-50, that's going to work.
Yeah. And now my man gets in there. I don't know who asked this, but it's me in another dimension, asks, what if I need to use the bathroom while hiding? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Great. My two concerns when murder breaks in my house is, one, I hope I don't murder them instead. And two, piss would be pretty choice right about now, and I don't know how long I'm gonna be able to.
You could do amnesty.
Oh, time out.
Timeout.
See, this is why it helps to have a cube, because if you have a cube, that's your panic room and your bathroom all at once.
Oh, oh man, can you imagine trying to kill Joey Chestnut in his filth cube?
What would you even do? You could open up the container and see just the orange liquid floating inside.
Yeah.
it's aerosol. Some of Joey's aerosolized and it's toxic to humans.
It's too soon!
My molecular structure, please. I'm here to murder you, Joey Chestnut. You've already killed me.
Man, this new M. Night movie is really weird, huh?
Oh, Trav, are you talking about Old? The new M. Night movie, Old.
Old.
Where people go to Old Beach and become old in old. Catch Old this summer with M. Night Shyamalan's Old.
Starring Joey Chestnut.
Starring Joey Chestnut.
I had a great, real briefly, my wife said to me, did you hear about the new M. Night movie? And I said, no. And she briefly told me about it. And she said, it's supposed to be a return to form for M. Night. I'm like, okay. She said, although I heard that the Visit was supposed to be good.
So maybe that was his return to form. And I said, sweetheart, we watched The Visit. We saw this film. And she said, well, I guess it probably wasn't a return to form. Because we did watch the film and not maintain any of the memories of
his form is something new now. He has a new form. I just wanted to close this out with one of the last questions is, what if I just gave up and let him take me? Like if he won fair and square. And they answered.
I respect that.
That's good sportsmanship. I like that.
If he was a murderer, right, then he'd most likely kill you. So I don't recommend this course of action. Yeah, but at a certain point also, like, if I don't have my weapons and I'm laying on the floor and the murderer says, hey, straight up, I don't think I murdered you yet, did I? And I rolled over like, nah. There's nothing I can do now. Peace. Take me. You win. You did it. Congratulations. I was worried I was going to murder you there for a second, but it looks like that was an unfounded
concern.
Could
I pee first?
Could I please do it so that my family members don't find me in a big sticky mess?
Let's take a break.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, for sure.
We've been working hard. Hey, do you guys ever get home from the store and you're like,
no.
I went to the store to get batteries and you come home and you've got a watermelon and you got some shredded cheese and you got a Mylar balloon.
Yeah.
And what did you forget? Batteries. You know?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? Go back out to the store? No. You're going to get on DoorDash. That's right. DoorDash, it connects you to restaurants. And what's that? Stores.
Yeah.
Groceries and stuff.
Yeah.
You can get drinks and snacks and other household items delivered in under an hour with the contactless delivery drop-off setting. What's not to love? So for a limited time, our listeners get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code MBMBAM. That's 25% off up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code MBMBAM. Don't forget, that's code MBMBAM for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Stitch Fix sends you clothes in a box. And that's ideal because shopping for clothes is a terrible process that nobody actually enjoys. And the people who say they do are lying to you to be sounding like impressive. But Stitch Fix doesn't care about that. Stitch Fix says, hey, tell us about you and your size and your style and your budget. And then they
have your heart.
And your heart and the size of your heart. And then they will have a stylist that just sends you clothes that you keep, your favorite ones, and you send back the rest of them. And it has free shipping with easy returns and exchanges. And they send a little prepaid return envelope. So it's like no sweat at all. Speaking of no sweat, the latest box I got from Stitch Fix was filled exclusively with moisture-wicking fabric clothing. And I saw this and I said, Stitch Fix, I don't know about this one. My body, I don't really push it to the max. I don't really push it to the point where it creates generalized sort of body moisture. But you know
Griffin
what?
Griffin barely has enough of what he needs in his body at any given time without excreting
he
any of it.
He needs to reabsorb that moisture to function.
Exactly. But guess what? I put some of these bad boys on, and while I did not use them in the sort of athletic way that they were maybe intended, they still covered my body and kept me cool and dry. And so
comfortable sleep clothes.
Comfortable sleep clothes. Absolutely, they are. It's great. There's no subscription or anything like that. You just set up. You can get one box. You can get automatic deliveries. And you pay just a $20 styling fee for each box, which gets credited towards any pieces of clothing that you keep. And there's no hidden fees ever. We've been doing Stitch Fix for God knows how long at this point. And, you know, we pay for it at everything now. We're not just spokespeople. We're also, we do it and use it. So get started today at stitchfix.com/mybrother and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/mybrother for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. stitchfix.com/mybrother.
Video games.
Video games.
Video games. You like them?
Maybe you wish you had more time for them?
Maybe you want to know the best ones to play?
Maybe you want to know what happens to Mario when he dies?
In that case, you should check out Triple Click. It's a podcast about video games.
A podcast about video games? But I don't have time for that.
Sure you do. Once a week, kick back as three video game experts give you everything from critical takes on the hottest new releases,
to scoops, interviews, and explanations about how video games work,
to fascinating and sometimes weird stories about the games we love.
Triple Click is hosted by me, Kirk Hamilton.
Me, Jason Schreier.
And me, Maddie Myers.
You can find Triple Click wherever you get your podcasts and listen at MaximumFun.org.
Bye.
Whoa. Oh, God, Justin's drowning. This is trap. As I understand,
it's this not
is
at
what
all.
I'm doing is
it's
trap.
Not.
Wait,
it kind of sounds like the lead singer of Korn trying to make his kids laugh.
Oh, God.
There is the word. That's not what trap music is at all.
I want a munch.
Squad.
Squad.
I want to munch.
Squad.
Squad.
Maybe it's time for like an acoustic or like maybe more of a James Taylor vibe to the Munch Squad opening, a little less scary.
Oh, Munch Squad.
Thank you.
Crunch so sweet.
I've seen Munch and I've seen
don't
Squad.
Don't fucking play in my playground, okay. Baby. Come on.
Okay,
baby.
I'm going to go then.
I you have know a what? Junior then and then I have a full story. This first junior is from Sonic, and it's just like the Chicken Sandwich Wars are expanding to new fronts. This is what
cyber.
I think of as
now they're doing some cyber warfare.
This is a cyber chicken sandwich war. Now, this one's popcorn chicken. From Sonic, they introduced the new limited time only popcorn chicken po' boy, a new sandwich influenced by the bold flavor of Louisiana cuisine. Now, I did want to just the most word salad jumble of nonsense in this quote announcing this from Scott, the Veep of product innovation and development for Sonic. Cajun delicacies are known for delicious blends of seasonings that culminate in excitement with every bite.
Fuck yeah. Awesome. Okay. That's true. Hey, good. That's true. Good.
Good food. Yes.
That's true of a lot of delicacies.
This delicacy, the flavors make people
what
like
people
it.
What people are looking for in food is flavor. Okay. With a smoky southern style mayo, the popcorn chicken po' boy spins a Sonic staple that guests know and love, with subtle notes of thyme, oregano, red pepper, and paprika, which complement the juicy tenderness in the chicken and bring out a harmony of flavors and a tasty, delicate spice level. Can I please be done with my quote? Please, I can't.
Is that
please
enough?
Let me go. I want to go home and see my kids. That's the end of Scott's quote.
That is that's good. That sounds all right.
It looks like a good sandwich. It's on a hinge slice roll, but you know how we do it here on the squad. We're not just going to give you a new entry in the chicken sandwich wars, because that's honestly, it's a little set. Broster's in on it, by the way. Broster, the popular manufacturer of gas station chicken cooking equipment, is like, we got a chicken sandwich machine for you. I'm not going to read you that story. Chuck E. Cheese.
Ooh.
Charles Entertainment Cheese and Munch's Make-Believe Band have announced their first ever concert tour. And if I may say, what better time than now? Chuck E. Cheese, Charles Entertainment Cheese, the number one family entertainment. Chuck E. Cheese is the restaurant. Charles Entertainment Cheese
is the mouse.
The gentleman.
Yeah,
thank you.
The number one family entertainment venue. And Chuck E. Cheese isn't even the biggest entertainment mouse. Like,
no.
He's maybe three. He's like a power three. Okay. They have announced Chuck E. Cheese and Munch's Make-Believe Band dropped a new album.
What?
Summer of Fun. And the iconic group will be hitting the road for their first ever concert tour.
Is Munch's Make-Believe Band Chuck E. Cheese's Rockafire Explosion?
We grew up in like, you know, we grew up in a Billy Bob house.
Right.
You know, like, so I don't actually know.
We've ever had Hydrox. I've never had Oreo before.
Right. Exactly. That kind of thing. It's that kind of thing. I'm trying to figure out how to listen to this
this track.
I'm just saying, if y'all have never seen Billy, you put Billy Bob up against a Chuck E. Cheese any day of the week. Billy Bob, he seems approachable.
Yeah.
He seems like a kind of bear you could have a beer with.
He's a big Chuck friendly Cheese, bear.
With a bird in a can. And he plays the, but then Chuck E. Cheese scares the shit out of me.
All the teens like are afraid of Five Nights at Freddy's, but I just can't do it. Because I grew up in the shadow of this big, friendly hillbilly bear, and I love him so much. He would never hurt me.
I trust that boy with my life. Now, I don't trust that wolf over there, stage left, no, or stage
wolf,
right.
The wolf
with a puppet?
Yeah, not even.
Don't trust
Yeah,
him. Don't
the
trust
wolf
him.
With a puppet. The wolf who is a puppet himself who also has a puppet? Hard pass.
No, thank you.
Good news, everybody. Don't worry. I did manage to secure some tracks from the new Chuck E. Cheese joint. So let's just, I'm just going to let it rip. Hold on.
Like it's so long since we've been together.
Oh,
so come on out, it's such a perfect day. Hey,
feels like I've been cooped up inside forever. I just can't wait to get outside and play.
Justin, stop.
It's so good to feel the sun shining down on the ground.
Got all these hair chorus.
It's so good to see all my friends are coming round. I'm so excited. So turn up the radio and play my favorite song. I don't need any other, cause it's my song of summer. So let's dance to the stereo and we can sing along. I don't want any other, so sing the song of summer with me. Hey!
Okay.
So you get the idea.
Well, right off the bat, can I acknowledge two things?
Yeah.
It slaps.
Well, slaps okay, and rips first, and trips and bops and fucking hits, and it hits so hard.
It kind of feels like this song is about the end of COVID.
Oh,
like, no, it doesn't kind of feel like that, Trav.
It is that.
100% Charles Entertainment Cheese's tacit acknowledgement of the existence of COVID and how glad he is that it has passed. By the way, fucking Charles, if I can speak to you over here for a minute, I saw your ads in fucking like May of 2020, yeah. Dude, where you're showing people cleaning tables and you're like, we keep it clean so mom will be happy too.
Open
fuck
for
off,
business.
Charles. You've been partying nonstop, my friend. No question. No questions on this. You've not been separate from anybody. You've been partying all year.
But I also want to acknowledge that this song falls into my favorite subgenre of music, which is songs about other songs. When you have a song that's talking about like their favorite song on the radio, or yeah. Like, hey, DJ, turn that music up, or like, oh, hey,
this is
that
not
song.
The greatest song in the
right,
world.
Exactly.
This is just a tribute.
Right. Gotcha. Songs about other songs that are not the song that we're singing. Is my favorite subgenre of music, and I can't believe Chuck E. Cheese just added a new track
Another
to that
hit
genre.
I feel like after hearing this, I have an image of how Charles Entertainment Cheese conducts himself on social media, and I'm not saying that he is like full-blown anti-vaxxer, but I definitely think he's the type to just like be like, I'm just asking the questions.
Oh, 100%.
Nothing wrong with 100%. This. I'm just asking questions.
Oh, I just retweeted it to see what you guys thought
about
it.
To see if you guys were inflamed to discussion.
Yes.
Can I just real quick, I'm going to, this fucking album, this is like, I thought it would be kind of a goof. This album's 12 songs long.
Okay.
There's 12 different tracks on here. I'm going to read you all the tracks, and you guys get to tell me which one you want to hear 30 seconds of. Song of Summer, we just heard. It was extremely good. Beach Party Bash, Dog Days of Summer, Let's Be Friends.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I Dare You Not to Laugh. That sounds like kind of a, you know how like a lot of rap albums have like improv tracks?
Oh,
like,
yes.
That sounds like kind of like that. You know what I mean? I Dare You Not to Laugh. Stay Positive, which I'm assuming is a cover of the Hold Steady song. Lend a Helping Hand, El Rey Guitarista.
Fantastic. Whoa.
Game On. Crochet All Day.
Crochet All Day?
Disco Dancing Dinosaur Party.
Fuck.
Ooh.
Chuck. And then the last song is called Chuck E. Cheese is All About Fun by Chuck E. Cheese.
Damn it, Justin. We can only pick one?
I know.
Fuck.
We'll dip in on some of these. We'll let you check out. Pick one. You each get to pick one. I'll each let
Justin,
you pick one.
Justin, I would like to hear Crochet All Day. I think that that's what everyone
Crochet
at home
All
is
Day
cramming
is
for.
Bonkers.
Recently, I've been spending a little more time at home, like a lot of people these days, hanging out on my own. Filling my time with fun things is really not that tough, but finding that one new passion is proving to be rough. I've done puzzles, tried juggling, coloring magic too. Video chat is fun, especially when it's with you. Gaming, binge watching, I even tried croquet. But nothing has been quite as fun as my new hobby called crochet. Crochet, wow. All day.
Crochet,
and your worries all melt away.
Fuck.
It's better when
Whoa.
You crochet.
Whoa.
Crochet all day.
That is bracing. That is
okay,
bracing.
The song's not great, but that surprise sort of key modulation. Shift at there. At the back
yeah,
room,
I did not see that kind of. It felt like a little Sally Hall yeah. track. Okay, Griff.
Yeah. Oh, God. What was the one about making you laugh?
I dare you not to laugh.
I mean, this is a comedy program.
Hey, Helen, want to play a game?
Do you even have to ask? Of course I want to play a game.
Okay, this game is called I Dare You Not to Laugh. And the point of the game is to try to think of funny things to make the other person laugh. And
hi, it's me, Justin McCoy. I don't know what Charles is about to drop on us. It has been, by his admission, a long fucking year.
Yep.
So,
and he may not.
If you're able to keep a straight face without laughing, then you win.
Oh, this sounds fun.
All right, I'll go first. Let's see if you can withstand the silliness. I dare you not to laugh. I challenge you not to giggle. Do you think you can be serious? No smiling, not even a little. I dare you not to chuckle. Okay. Ho, ho, hee, hee, ha, ha. Uh-huh. Look at this funny giraffe. I dare you not to laugh.
What?
Oh, you'll never get me to laugh, Chucky. I'm complete.
Start. When does the funny shit start, Charles?
Oh, you didn't hear, Gar Griffin?
Please, serious.
He said there was a picture of a funny giraffe
a funny
in the
giraffe,
song somewhere.
Griffin.
Oh, yeah? How about a platypus wearing a tutu? This pickle high-fiving a horse? An elephant riding a surfboard? This bumblebee eating s'mores? A kitty cat getting a haircut? This pig taking a bath? A monkey doing a cartwheel? I dare you not to laugh.
Okay, so...
Okay, it seems... Okay.
Yeah. There's a few things
kinda
there.
It seems...
Cats sometimes need to be groomed. So... That one was out of sight. A platypus wearing a tutu is fucking universally like very funny, and I won't.
Very
funny,
I like the pickle high fiving a horse. Frankly, that one I was not expecting that. It also didn't fit the mold. Everything else was an animal doing something, and this was something doing something to an animal.
To an animal.
Which
it's an inversion of expectations. Yeah,
it kind of feels like
been so busy.
It feels like Charles's entire definition of comedy is
been so busy. It can be-
okay, something doing something
to an animal. Yes.
Been so busy, it can be frustrating. For a breather, so long I've been waiting. And all the fun that I'm anticipating.
Hey, sorry, Charles. Are you very busy, or are you crocheting all the time? Can you get your story straight, please?
Well, one could be busy.
Can't take it anymore, fun is just inside the door. Working hard, I need a fun break. Need some fun, cause fun is good and good is great. Great is awesome. What are you doing?
I'm playing video games.
Well, are you having fun?
This is my favorite game. I'm having the most fun ever.
Awesome!
You get to live another day.
This is like, sorry, Travis, say again.
You get to live another day.
Yeah.
I hate to just really monopolize a show like this, but I do want to know what Dinosaur Disco Dance Party is.
It's all about fun, for sure.
I love this.
Disco, dancing, dinosaur, party, disco, dancing.
Does what it says on the tin.
Party, disco, dancing, dinosaur, party, disco, dancing.
Does
Disco dancing dinosaur party. 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 Disco dancing dinosaur party.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Disco dancing dinosaur party. Disco dancing dinosaur party. Disco dancing dinosaur party.
There is a dino girl. She survived extinction.
Yes.
She adapted with the times and gained distinction. She wrote a novel. Yes, she's a smarty. Now this Jurassic girl is gonna party.
Okay.
Disco dancing. All right. Dinosaur party. Disco dancing.
So, okay.
This rules.
She escaped extinction.
Yeah, she
escaped
distinction.
Extinction.
And
wrote a novel.
Right.
Achieved distinction.
All right, that's a highlight. I like that one quite a bit. That was a good track.
It kind of feels like they build a whole album around one single.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's going to be hitting the road.
He's coming to...
To return to our actual story,
yeah.
It is a celebration at all U.S. Chuck E. Cheese locations that begins May 31st. That's today as the crow flies. The new Summer Fun Pass, I'm not going to read their promotion. It doesn't matter. Quote, we know our guests have missed seeing Chuck E. in our stores. That's the other thing that's worth noting is like they got rid of all Chuck E. Cheese in all stores because they're like kids hate
they
this
hate this
now.
Rat.
But maybe they'll come to his tour. He's been hard at work writing music and recording a new album that's sure to delight fans of all ages. Said someone there. We're thrilled that Chuck E. and the band are hitting the road to rock fans with our iconic fun tracks and signature sounds at beaches and parks across the country. And we're making it easy and affordable for families to keep the summer fun going with, you know, at Chuck E. Cheese. Here's the schedule. June 5th, Pier 60 Park at Popular Scientology Hub, Clearwater, Florida.
Huh.
Show times 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m.
Damn, shows a day. That's it. That's
three shows. Enjoy your costume. They're performers. It's going to be a rough one. Then they're taking the whole production, giving themselves a nice, comfortable week to get on over to Cumberland Park, Nashville, Tennessee, with three shows there. Music City. They're going to Philly and then Atlanta and then Texas. And there's nothing really fun.
Wait, Austin, where in Texas?
Oh, dude, I need to know which city in Texas, Justin, because do remember.
Sorry,
I
Dallas, bud.
Dallas? I'll fucking drive that drive for Chuck.
Yeah, you'll get there for Chuck. So, yeah, he is officially Chuck E. Cheese is going on tour long before we are. He is getting out there and playing those outdoor venues and having the time of his life. So. Really excited about that.
God, that's good stuff.
Get out there and see Chuck. I'm sure he'd love to see you. He's been, as he is apparently just telling everybody, really cooped up.
Really cooped up.
Ready to fuck,
but trying a lot of new things, it sounds like.
Yeah, he's trying a lot of new things.
Yeah.
Pretty much. He said he's open to anything.
Yeah.
He has another song, didn't make the album, called called Dr. Fauci Wouldn't Let Me Have My Fun Break. They had to cut that one for very obvious reasons. There's another one called Dr. Fauci, Enemy of Fun.
yeah.
Dr. Fauci Hates Pizza is another one that's on the album.
Dr. Fauci won't admit he's my dad.
Yeah.
Despite having a lot of paperwork. This is still an advice.
Yeah, do you want to do one more question, maybe?
I want to help. You always see in movies and stuff that putting a ring of salt in the ground is supposed to protect you from ghosts. Mm-hmm. But how high up off the ground can you get before the protection is no longer effective? Mm-hmm. If I put a big ring of salt down and then fly up in a helicopter, are the ghosts going to get me? Or does the salt produce a sort of anti-ghost cylinder that extends all the way up to the stratosphere? That's from Ruminating About Revenants in Richmond.
And I mean, you're thinking purely terrestrially. Like, once you get out into space, like, up and down don't mean anything anymore. So, like, how can you even know that you're still... In the circle, so to speak.
Well, and I would also say you're only thinking in the up direction. You have to think, if you put the ring of salt on this side of the planet, on the other side of the planet, will that stop a guy? Like, it's a beam.
Why is it less able to stop ghosts through sediment
right.
and molten core than it is, you know, air?
Is it maybe just that the ghosts don't like the smell of the salt? And so it's not even the shape. Like, if you just pour some salt on the ground, a ghost comes near it, and they're like, no, I'm trying to watch my sodium. And then they leave. I don't think it's the circle, because this makes no sense.
It's a blood pressure thing.
Yeah, it's a blood pressure thing. Or
I, t- I,
I think it's so stupid.
Okay.
It's so fucking stupid.
Wow.
That in literature and stuff, it's like, make a ring of salt to protect you from ghosts. Hey, I have things to do.
Yeah.
How about this? How about I make a ring of salt around this ghost and go live my fucking life?
Oh, that's right? Good.
Well, how about he stays there and I put up a sign that's like, warning, dickhead ghosts, stay away. Don't fuck with. Do not mess with salt. Avoid if rains. If rains, run. Please trap ghosts again. Have shit to do.
Find salt in cabinet next to the peanut butter.
And then
on the other side. That's sugar. Don't use sugar.
Don't use sugar. It. They'll just lap it
and
up.
And that will bring ants.
And also, hey, slugs, just look out. Slugs.
Look out.
This sign's for you too, slugs.
Look out, slugs. They're good for your garden. You don't want to kill
slugs. Don't
kill
slugs. Just trap the ghost. If it's a ghost,
trap the
slug.
Ghost. Spare the slugs. Oh, man. What if you drop some salt and it kills a slug? And then the slug's ghost comes out and he's like, well, fuck.
Oh, no.
I don't this like this at bad. All.
Okay. Hey, Shark Tank, I've got $1 million idea.
Okay.
Okay.
Salted belts. You can wear them.
Salt belts.
Always got a ring of salt with
loving
you.
Loving this, loving
And it's
this.
Just that your belt is soaked in salt.
That's good. And if you're eating some flavorless popcorn, you take the little guy out and you just a quick swipe across the belt.
Not too much, though. Not too much, because eventually ghosts will get through
there. Yeah, you'll wear down your
belt.
Now,
wait a minute, Travis. This definitely is going to protect my thorax from ghosts.
Correct.
And my legs and my feet. I love that. But what about my appendages?
Yeah. Salted bracelets.
Salt bracelets.
Salt rings. Okay, you're starting to play fast and loose with geometry.
Okay, fine. A salted suit. The whole suit
is
jerky.
Circular? Is it a circular? Ooh, jerky's it. Ooh, this raises an interesting question. If a ghost comes into my house and tries to murder me, and all of my techniques that I learned in this episode are proving ineffective, if I run into the kitchen, can't find the salt, but I do grab a bag of Chex Mix and I do a circle of that, does the latent salt on the Chex Mix provide the necessary chemistry to make the ghost go away?
Well, here's the good news, Griffin. I think it does, but even if it doesn't, it's going to start a conversation between you and the ghost.
Yeah.
And if the ghost is also a vampire, it's going to slow that vampire down, because if you spill a bag of something in front of a vampire, they have to count it.
Yeah.
So they have to stop and count if it's like rice or grain or whatever, which I think Chex Mix, pretty grainy.
Pretty grainy,
yeah. I think that's going to work.
Sure.
So that's going to stop Joey Chestnut and a ghost and a vampire.
And those are my three biggest fears. So
yep.
I'm afraid a ghost come haunt me, make me do things I don't want to do. Afraid a vampire come eat me and my family's blood. And I'm afraid of Joey Chestnut come eat all the hot dogs out of my refrigerator. Because I'm going to save those for lunch.
Yeah. I need those for the big cookout.
I'm so glad that we're getting back to our core competencies of talking about ghosts and competitive
eating. Yes.
Yep.
This really feels like a return to form.
How many ghosts do you think you could eat, Justin?
I don't know. I'm not Pac-Man. Thank you so much for enjoying this podcast. Assuming you did. Thanks at least for listening. You know, I should rein in my scope. Thanks for listening to this podcast. We're so, happy you joined us. Do we have,
we have a big announcement.
Oh, okay.
We have a virtual my brother and me coming up.
Whoa.
And tickets are on sale now.
What?
And those tickets are at bit.ly/mbmbamvirtual. The show is June 25th at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Tickets are only $10, and video on demand will be available for 2 weeks after the show ends. So even if you are not available on the 25th at 9 p.m. Eastern time, you can still watch the show for 2 weeks afterwards.
My thing says that they're on sale tomorrow, Tuesday.
Well, yeah, but that's when this will come out.
Is this Tuesday?
This is Tuesday when people hear this, Justin.
This day is
okay,
Tuesday.
Got it.
The day they hear the sound.
So confusing.
It is.
The show doesn't go out live, Justin. You know that, right?
So confusing.
Okay. Also, we've got new merch over at macroymerch.com. Our pit of the month is I Also Want a Sword, which you might recognize from the My Brother and Me hit TV show, benefiting the Trevor Project, which provides crisis intervention and suicide prevention services to LGBTQ plus young people under 25. We've also got, you hear that, babe, we're legends shirt. I believe that's from The Adventure Zone. a well-loved podcast that some really handsome fellows make. And a portion of the proceeds from that also go to the Trevor Project. Speaking of the Adventure Zone, you can pre-order the Adventure Zone Crystal Kingdom graphic novel. What?
Novel?
I was just reading. Novelable. I was looking at the word available, and graphic novelable became, but it's novelable now. You can pre-order it over at theadventurezonecomic.com. That comes out July 13th, 2021. And as a pre-order gift from First Second Art Publisher, you also get a Kravitz lenticular laptop sticker. You submit your receipts for your pre-order gift at bit.ly/Taz4Pre-Order.
Hey, thanks to Montaigne for the use for our theme song, My Life is Better With You. Gonna drop that track, has got to be dropping. That's going to be the bop of the summer, I bet, or the fall, depending on when it fully releases, probably the summer, I bet. But it is going to have some stiff competition from Chuck E. Cheese. And I don't even know if Montaigne knows about that. So we should probably shoot her an email real quick and just say, you should probably bump this to like 2023 just to be safe.
I do a Twitch.
Travis does a Twitch. He does games.
Twitch.tv/TheTravisMcElroy. It's over there if you want to come hang out.
He's playing Resident Evil 8 right now, and I heard he cries and screams at it like a baby because it's so scary.
I do not. Mostly, I spent the first playthrough critiquing Ethan's terrible parenting.
Yeah.
He puts fucking pillows in with a six-month-old, and there's toys all over the goddamn floor.
Yeah, it's not good stuff.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Anyway, do you want this final Yahoo was, I found it myself, and it's from Yahoo Answers user. Tam asks, how did your dad... how did your dad find his way into your life? And how did you know?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.